Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Well, again, it is Thursday, and glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Thursday means we've got a special guest joining us now from the Times Independent, reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Another edition of the Times Independent is out now. People can get it throughout the area. Tell us what's in this latest edition of the Times.
Yeah, I think we have a really nice mix of stories this week. Our main one is a preview of an event coming to Moab on March 15th, put on by the Glen Canyon Institute. It's going to be an evening of art and music about the return of Glen Canyon as Lake Powell Falls. So I spoke with photographer Don Kish and writer Zach Podmore, who's also a resident of San Juan County, about their work kind of documenting the reemergence of this mythical canyon.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I know Zach's been working on that. He's got his a book that's come out, so very interesting. What else is going on in the Moab area?
Yeah, on the city government front, the city is in the process of pursuing a downtown master plan to address things like pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure, you know, and the just kind of beauty and infrastructure around the streets downtown. So they are asking the Permanent Community Impact Fund Board for $50,000 toward the plan. If they're awarded that, the city will chip in $200,000 as well to get that plan up and running.
Wow, sounds like could be a big investment. How would that impact, you know, I know there's the concerns with UDOT downtown and that highway. I mean, is that part of the calculus there?
Potentially. I know that, yeah, UDOT ultimately has the jurisdiction over a lot of what happens along Main Street. But I know that this would also cover, you know, a swath of land, probably a block or two on either side of Main Street as well. And it's interesting because there's also this huge dispersed parking project happening downtown. Anyone who's been to the TI offices can see the road in front of our office is pretty torn up right now. So hopefully the downtown master plan, I'd imagine, would also kind of dovetail with the work that's already being done around, you know, parking and infrastructure.
Sure, sure. Well, that would make a lot of sense. Looking at some other news, looks like Doug wrote a story about affordable employee housing.
Yes, the city is pursuing a pre-annexation agreement for kind of a multifamily development that'll be somewhat near the USU campus. And I know that at least some of those units are going to be restricted for, you know, members of the local workforce, which is really exciting. You know, we've seen a few of these developments kind of come online recently, but a lot of them are still kind of in the process of being built. So definitely, I think there's a hope that in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, as these projects really start to go up, that we'll see a big influx of housing dedicated for folks who have jobs locally, which is really exciting.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, again, it's another packed edition of the Times Independent. You guys have so much news and local opinion pieces and all sorts of items in there. Is there anything else you'd like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
Yeah, I'd love to note, you know, the state legislature's general session ended last week, and a couple stories this week focus on bills or appropriations that were passed. You know, we have a really exciting one, HB 78, that passed, that basically makes permanent a tax incentive for film productions in rural Utah. So spoke with Biga Metzner over at the Moab's Monument Valley Film Commission. She's really excited. And then another story I wrote this week highlights $1 million appropriation that the legislature funneled into a new workforce housing advocacy nonprofit that's actually being led by one of the Cane Creek developers. It's a very young organization, very little public presence at the moment. So that's another really interesting story. And there's lots more that the legislature did. It certainly doesn't end there, but it's always just a question of, well, we have the capacity to cover.
Yeah. Yep. No joke. Well, you do cover a lot and do great work covering the area. Again, we've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Latest edition is out now. You can get it throughout the area, also online at moabtimes.com. Sophia, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we feeling today?
Oh, pretty good. Look outside. It's snowing in Monticello right now.
Yeah.
Which is a sign of one thing. Spring break starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Sheesh.
Yep, that's what we got going on here. Some nice spring weather for you here in the Red Rock Country, and yeah.
You know, the trend many of the last years is we have a good start to the winter, but it's February and into March that it gets warm too soon. So if I had to choose between a little bit of snow on spring break and getting these mid and late March storms that really make the difference on your snowpack, I don't mind a snowstorm, I guess.
Yeah. We've been dealing with the cold weather, so yeah, might as well get a little bit more.
Yeah, get on a plane and fly somewhere warm if you want.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
I guess it's not quite that easy. Huh?
No, but folks can still leave, I guess, if they've got that spring break. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We had a report yesterday on the morning show. Got a follow-up to that. There was a bus incident with a bus in Toyoak headed to Mesa Elementary or the accident. We have some more information now. The school bus collided with a pickup truck and trailer at the intersection of Highway 491 and Mike Wash Road. Outside of Cortez, all students were safe and accounted for. District reports out of an abundance of caution, two students were sent to the hospital for a checkup, and the district also provided counseling services at the Toyoak Rec Center that day, and they also gave the opportunity for students that wanted to go back to school to take a later bus into Mesa Elementary. So kind of a scary thing, but no one seriously hurt, according to the report. And kind of a scary thing, but yeah. All right news there. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. taking a look at some local news. Blanding City Council had a couple items discussed at their latest meeting, including a discussion implementing a possible fee for utility customers who receive paper statements at their February 27th meeting. The Blanding City Council ultimately moved to table the discussion to have a fee amount to consider and to also have the discussion coincide with conversations about a centralized fee schedule document. The proposed paper statement fee would apply to Blanding utility customers who receive a mailed paper copy of their statement in an effort to reduce paper usage and offset administrative costs, including printing, mailing, and time associated with providing paper statements. The move would incentivize customers to opt for electric billing statements, which are delivered via email and accessible online through the city's utility website. The fee for paper statements would be added to customer utility bills, with the fee itemized on the customer's utility bill. Council staff estimated there are about 900 Blanding utility customers who still receive their utility bills by mail, but also noted that many of those 900 also receive their statement via email. Councilmember Eric Grover spoke against the proposal, saying, "I'm opposed to raising taxes on ourselves. That's all this is a tax on the people." Mayor Logan Monson said the proposal would be aimed at covering costs. He said, "We're not making money on this. We're asking to cover the cost of those things, and a lot of places do that." Members of the council agreed to table the item to have more information about what the fee might be and also to have that conversation linked with an overall conversation about creating a single fee schedule document for the city. Council also received an update on that proposal for a single document to hold fee schedules. The proposal would have all city fees found in one location, which would allow the city to evaluate those fees regularly and raise, lower, or get rid of fees according to city needs. City staff also hope the document would help with transparency around fees, one-stop place for folks to find those fees that they may need to pay. Members of the Blanding City Council also discussed some other items regarding how to charge utilities for folks outside of a digital reading limit. You can read more about that, as well as an update from the Economic Development and Visitor Services Manager in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also available online at sjrnews.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yes, funeral services are announced for Joe Wesley Vansell. They'll begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 9th, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane in Moab. Joe passed away on February 29th, just recently celebrated his 96th birthday on Valentine's Day. Services for Janice DeMille, age 77, of Monticello, are at noon on Saturday at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Viewing begins at 10:30. A memorial tribute for Karen Ambone, age 88, of Cortez, will be held during regular church services at First United Methodist Church in Cortez at 10 a.m. on Sunday, March 10th. Funeral services for Ferd Johnson, age 88, of Blanding, begin at noon on Monday, March 11th, at the Blanding LDS Stake Center. Visitation from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Ferd is a good friend of Red Rock 92. He's a longtime director of the San Juan Water Conservancy District, and I always look forward to talking to Ferd after a big storm. He'd get awfully excited about reservoir totals, so he's a man of my heart. Sorry to hear about his death. A celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, at First United Methodist Church of Cortez. He passed away on February 26, just 5 days shy of his 95th birthday. And Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. on April 20th at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families in mourning at this time. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, 9:27 a.m. And 49 years ago today, 1975, the number one song was Have You Never Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John. The song was written by John Farrar. The single became Newton-John's second consecutive number one hit. And she received a Grammy nomination for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. So 49 years ago. It's unbelievable. On March 7th, 1987, 20-year-old Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight boxing champion when he defeated James Smith in 12 rounds. So that was a long time ago. Was that 37 years ago? So he's 57 years old now, if my math is correct. I just saw this morning, they just announced he's going to box Jake Paul in July.
Yeah.
So anyway, on this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell was awarded a patent for the telephone. And as a result, it's Alexander Graham Bell Day today. He was partially deaf, a great inventor, a great mathematician and scientist. He suggested that you say ahoy when you answer the phone. Ahoy! That's what we ought to do on Alexander Graham Bell Day, is answer the phone by saying ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah, that's nice.
But Thomas Edison suggested hello, and apparently hello won out. Even though I hear that Ahoy's got a comeback, I think that I see a glorious day in the future when you answer the phone, you say Ahoy. Well, maybe not. In addition to Alexander Graham Bell Day, it's also National Sock Monkey Day. It's National Cereal Day, and it's National Flapjack Day. I've always been intrigued by the word flapjack, so I looked it up, and I'm still skeptical. It said, well, flapjacks are named because you flip them. And I said, well, that would be a flipjack, not a flapjack.
Not a flapjack,
but,
yeah.
But the flipping part, you cook both sides. Generally, a flapjack has a little bit more substance than a plain old pancake. Has some grain in it, or oats, or something that will give you a little roughage, maybe.
A little sawdust in it.
Little sawdust in a flapjack. Hey, it's starting to make sense. Archaeological evidence suggests that breakfast cakes of some type were consumed in prehistoric ages, so they're likely to be the first and most consumed breakfast cereal ever. A flapjack. I don't know if I've ever had. I've had pancakes, and I've had stuff with pancakes with stuff in it, but I guess we'll call them flapjacks.
Yeah. You've had a flapjack, I'm sure.
Yeah. Is it clear to you what the difference is?
To me, it's branding. You know, if you're sitting at a certain diner, they want to say, this is a flapjack. Yeah, I think maybe a little bit bigger, you know, as far as maybe a larger pancake.
Yeah, a little bit more substance. They say they're cut into squares. And so, anyway, I don't know.
Mm.
Today's the day to learn about flapjacks.
And we apparently don't know a lot.
No, we've learned. I know more now than I did before.
So, but we know we're inspiring someone out there to go and do a deep dive. So if you want to email info@redrock92, we'll give you the update tomorrow if somebody wants
fills
to get deep
in.
Into the truth of flapjacks.
Couple of actors celebrating birthdays today. Actress Jenna Fischer, who played Pam in The Office, is 50 years old today. And actor Bryan Cranston is 68. Of course, he has been in lots of things, but Breaking Bad is probably his crowning achievement.
Yeah.
Two Pittsburgh Steeler legends celebrate birthdays today. Franco Harris was born on this day in 1950. He died in 2022, and Lynn Swan was born on this day in 1952. Weatherman Willard Scott was born on this day 90 years ago today. He died in 2021. We need to make sure we announce his birthday in 10 years, because he was on the Today Show, the weatherman on the Today Show, and he always announced the names of people turning 100 years old. So 10 years from today, we're going to make a big deal about Willard Scott's 100th birthday. Local birthdays today for Skylar Lowe and Thomas Ayers. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice Thursday birthdays. Hopefully you got something fun going on. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. One other thing happening today, the Utah Poet Laureate, Lisa Bickmore, is in Blanding today. She's going to be at the Hogan at USU Blanding tonight at 7, and she'll be speaking. She's been visiting schools throughout the district, at the San Juan County, Utah District. Was at Montezuma Creek Elementary on Monday, and she'll be in Blanding and Monticello Elementary today, going to Navajo Mountain and USU English class today as well. So, again, that's sponsored by the school district, the Hearst Foundation, and the Kigalia Fine Arts Council. Again, that's happening tonight at 7 at the Hogan at Utah State University Blanding, Utah Poet Laureate Lisa Bickmore. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that, and we'll be back with the sports reports. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's four-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Caron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab. Moab, integrity you can count on.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. It's the Colorado Girls Basketball State Quarterfinals tonight with number 6 Dove Creek taking on number 3 Flatirons Academy in the 1A and number 8 Mancos squaring off against top-ranked Marino in the 2A. Our friends at 98.7 KRTZ are broadcasting those games at 3:45 and 6:45 respectively. The San Juan boys soccer team is hosting Grand County today in a showdown between local rivals, and the Grand County and San Juan girls golf teams are opening their season today. The Red Devils are hosting a match with Region 15 opponents at the Moab Golf Course. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Taking a look at the regional sports report. Utah Jazz defeated by the Chicago Bulls yesterday, 119-117. Taking a look further along, action tonight. The Phoenix Suns hosting the Toronto Raptors, tipping off at 7. Denver Nuggets hosting the Boston Celtics. That tips off at 8. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.